A former analyst with the US State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research says President Barack Obama is being optimistic if he assumes these US soldiers will guarantee that future administrations won't have to go back into Afghanistan. But he says that if anyone can put Afghanistan on a more peaceful path, it's the current president, Ashraf Ghani. Dr. Weinbaum is now a scholar with the Middle East Institute. He spoke to me just before he went into the state dinner for the Afghan president in Washington. Dr. Weinbaum, the US president has confirmed that he will keep almost 10,000 US troops in Afghanistan till the end of 2015. Will that be enough to satisfy the Afghan president?
Well, the Afghan president, I think, is realistic in recognizing that that's the best he could have gotten. Otherwise, what we would have seen would be an increase in troops. I don't think anybody has considered that seriously for a while. So the very fact that he's gotten now opportunity to hold on to as many as are there now, I think, is great progress as far as he's concerned. The fear was, of course, that 50% would be gone by the end of the year.
Well, President Obama is adamant that there is no change to the final withdrawal date of 2016, but is there some more flexibility now for a new US president to keep troops there well beyond that?
I think more likely is, despite the fact that he wants his legacy to be having just about everyone out by the end of 16, circumstances may warrant a different approach. Just as here, he changed his timetable with respect to the next drawdown at the end of this year.
Well, President Obama says this will mean the US doesn't have to go back, as it clearly has in Iraq. But is this long enough to prevent that?
That's the big question. And of course, we don't know what the next fighting season and the one after that are going to look like. Also, we've got a new element here in that this talk of an ISIS presence in Afghanistan then links it very clearly to what's going on in Iraq. And since the U.S. is committing itself to a long-term confrontation with ISIS, you can make the case here that circumstances now require that Afghanistan be treated very much like the way the Middle East is going to be treated.
You say that there's talk of an ISIS presence. Have you seen any evidence there?
There has been limited evidence, but mostly it's been the fact that various factions within the Taliban have indicated that they would switch allegiance. Really, at this point, it doesn't amount to much. Now, President Ghani has talked it up, but that could be interpreted as saying, well, this is one way to keep the Americans committed. But at this point in time, most observers think that the Taliban's commitment is to al-Qaeda.
President Ghani is a clever politician. Is he then, do you think, just talking up the threat of an Islamic State?
It looks that way to me. There's no evidence here that there's been anything more than very small scale. Now, what could happen, I'm not expecting any kind of political reconciliation, but if there were serious movement toward a political solution, undoubtedly there would be commanders within Afghanistan who would reject that, and the logical place for them to go would be ISIS.
Do you think having 10,000 US troops in Afghanistan will help to keep any terrorist threat at bay, given the complexities you're describing?
No, really, the 10,000 isn't. The 10,000 is there. Now, obviously, they make a contribution in terms of assisting with logistics as well as simple training. But it's as much as anything else a way of assuring that the funding is going to be there, because once the troops are gone, it's going to be a lot easier to disengage financially as well as in terms of troop numbers. And it's important, because what we worry about mostly is that the army is going to somehow come apart. If they fear that their salaries are not being paid, or if there are no international troops there, there's a greater danger here that the cohesion of that the army is going to need going forward is just not going to be there.
How reliable are the Afghan security forces right now?
It depends. Some units clearly do measure up. Others are rather pathetic. But I think despite the desertions, which are considerable, and a real concern, they have been able to perform better than many thought they would.
We've spoken to some specialists in the region who say that the US really needs to maintain a military presence in Afghanistan for a generation or more. What's your view?
Well, that's not going to happen unless, of course, it changes its complexion and it becomes part of a greater campaign against Islamic State. Yes, it's true that another administration might take a different point of view. American public opinion has shifted in the direction of being willing to commit forces not against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, but against ISIS in general. So that is a big change here.
So under a new president, we could actually see things step up.
Yeah, we could, but I think it will be because the enemy itself is changed. If, for example, it looks like the army is failing in the next year or two, I just don't see us rushing in reinforcements on the ground.
Now, President Ghani is promising the U.S. people that in return for their sacrifices, he'll build a country that can stand on its own. Is he capable of doing that?
If anybody can deliver, he ought to be the one. He's unlike Karzai. He's taken his role as commander-in-chief seriously. Here's someone who I think, in Ashraf Ghani, who recognizes both the civilian and the military side. He's got problems. He's got problems just keep politically. He has problems. A lot is going to depend on whether he's able to improve a relationship with Pakistan. If he can work together with Pakistan, then he's got a far better chance here of crushing an insurgency on both sides.
Now, Marvin Weinbaum, you're about to go to a state dinner for the Afghan president. He is clearly working hard on a PR campaign with the US people. How do you think it's working?
I think it's working beautifully. He understands the language here. You know, something that very few, I think, world leaders can do. After all, he's lived in this country for 20 years. Those of us, like myself, who know him personally, know that he's a difficult person to work with. I wouldn't want to work for him. But on the other hand, he may be the smartest person in Afghanistan. And if you don't think so, he'll tell you.
Marvin Weinbaum, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Marvin Weinbaum, a former analyst with the US State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research. He's now a Pakistan and Afghanistan analyst at the Middle East Institute.